employees, and shareholders. They move fast and fix things. How do they do it? In short, they invest as much time and energy into building trust. And yes, sometimes.
Chapter 1. Monday. Identify your real problem. The founding CEO of a local tech darling here in Boston made a habit of asking people on the front lines of his fast-growing company, "What would you do if you had my job?" The practice signaled the CEO's respect for his team and comfort in his own leadership skin. It also revealed cracks in the business he often wasn't seeing on his own. Whatever he thought he knew about his company, he learned it was never the full story. Welcome to Monday, both a metaphor and, like the rest of this book, a suggestion we're making in good faith. You could wait for a more sentimental moment to begin your adventure in organizational change, such as the start of the year or the annual partners meeting. Or you could receive the gift of renewal that comes around every 7 days, also known as Monday. Monday's ambition is to find the problem. A gritty little word we often dilute and defang in the American workplace, replacing it with more palatable substitutes like issue or opportunity. We like problem because it carries a sense of urgency. Inaction in the face of an issue or opportunity can be tolerated by polite society. A problem demands our attention. Today, we're going to invite you and a team of problem hunters to move fast and figure out what needs to be fixed. You're likely to have some idea of what that is already, and for some of you, that confidence will be well placed. You may be fighting a metaphorical fire, frustrated employees, or an ascendant competitor, and it may seem like a relatively simple step to identify the source of the flames. We're still going to push you to go on this ride. Monday is about challenging the assumptions and storylines that have kept the organization from accelerating excellence. If the pattern holds, some of the stories you're holding onto most tightly, "We're a meritocracy," may not be quite as true as you think they are. Those of you in reckless disruption are likely to discover that you've lost the trust of at least some stakeholders. If you're in inevitable decline, you can round some up to all. Those of you in responsible stewardship may realize that the company's metabolic rate is too low to sustain its ambition. These larger patterns have shown up in some way as problems, which is what you're confronting today. Today, we're inviting you to focus on activities that will help you identify the most significant barrier to your organization's success. Along the way, we want you to begin to practice what it feels like to move fast and fix things simultaneously. Monday is also your first chance to make it clear to yourself and your colleagues that existing conditions are no longer acceptable. Tomorrow, on your watch, is going to be better than today. Monday's agenda. 1. Choose curiosity. 2. Build a team of problem solvers. 3. Explore what's holding you back. 4. Pick a candidate problem to solve. 5. Collect the organization's problem data. 6. Build a case with the data you have. 7. Learn more about your problem. 8. Decide what you're going to fix this week. Materials you'll need for today. Curiosity. Comfort with discomfort. Clear, transmissible understanding of your organization's strategy. Easy access to organizational data. 5 to 12 colleagues with distinct roles and perspectives. Footnote. The agile purists, bless you, will argue that the optimal size of a temporary cross-functional team like this is between 5 and 11 people. We simply can't, in good faith, endorse a number as awkward as 11, particularly when it's so close to gorgeous number 12. One data analyst. High-quality snacks. Choose curiosity.